In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I carry around a planner, one of those calendars that reminds me of what I have to do and where I have to go, whom I am to see, and so forth. On January 1st of 2008, I wrote in my planner the word Amen. And the reason I did that is because about a month earlier, I will have celebrated the 65th anniversary of my antiquity and will move into retirement. Amen. Usually when we use the word Amen, we use it at the close of a prayer, the confession of a creed, after the sermon, after we receive the sacrament, and of course, at the close of the service, the final word is Amen. Now, Luther reminds us of the powerful meaning of that word. Whenever we say it, we are saying, yea, yea, it shall be so. This is what I believe. This is what faith is in my heart. This is what I confess. And to that, I say, Amen. In our text today, Jesus says, Amen, Amen, which is the Greek for truly, truly. Amen, amen, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. And in this word from God, we see a tremendous contrast between belief and unbelief. The enemies, the opponents of Jesus, refused to believe that he was the Son of the everlasting Father. But here Jesus reveals to us who he is and why he came. We have here both the mission and the message of Jesus. And if we focus particularly on verse 51, where he says, Amen, amen. If you believe, if you keep my word, you will never see death. Earlier in this text, Jesus spoke some profound, life-giving words. In fact, throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus often begins by saying, Amen, amen. And we know that when he says that, there is going to be a very important truth, a doctrine, a teaching that will follow. Jesus had been telling the people, I am the light of the world. If anyone follows me, he will no longer walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He also said, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The enemies of Jesus were furious. Jesus had been telling them that sin and death would be defeated by him, but they refused to believe. Jesus said to them, "You are really not the children of the prophet Abraham, or the true and living God, but you are children of the devil." And that's where then his opponents began our text by saying, you are a Samaritan, and you are possessed by a demon. Gross insults to the everlasting Son of God. Now today we look at this entire gospel in the light of the Blessed Holy Trinity, this divine mystery of the Holy Three in One, a mystery that we cannot comprehend with our minds, we cannot understand in our being. And yet we believe. We believe because this is the truth, as the Word of God reveals to us. The enemies of our Lord refuse to believe that he is the true, eternal Son of God. They refuse to acknowledge him for who he truly is. The Jews thought they had it right. Children of Abraham, children of God. But it turns out they were wrong. They were living a lie. They lacked the truth, and therefore they were separated from God, ignorant of his promised Messiah. Even as the Messiah stood before them in the flesh, inviting them to come to him, to believe, to no longer walk in the darkness of sin and death, but have the light of life. Again, Jesus says, "Amen, amen. Before Abraham was, I am." This powerful truth is once again reinforced as Jesus says, "Amen, amen. If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." These important truths stand together. The writer to the Hebrews puts it this way, that Jesus, because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God, he could taste death for everyone. He tasted death for us. When he cried out from the cross, "It is finished. It is complete," that meant that we would not taste death because he tasted death for us. He rose from the grave, and now we have life because we are baptized in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We taste life as we receive the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We taste life as we hear his holy word. Jesus' enemies responded to the truth by trying to kill him, by picking up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself because he had much more work to do. Much more work of preaching the truth of the gospel, of helping, healing, forgiving. Proclaiming the word of God, of course, continues to this very day. We proclaim this very same word from God, and as we hear these words from our text, words of Jesus, "Amen, amen. I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." Our Lord Jesus Christ tasted death for us and rose from the grave. And to that we say, amen, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.